Erin, when you go to awards nights, you've been to many. I mean, how much thought goes into it?
Oh, a lot. And luckily for me, it's always been other people that have put that thought into it. So the stylists at the network start working on this months and months in advance. And you kind of do a few fittings and... Yeah, it's ridiculous because all the dresses, they're not kind of, you don't go into a shop and buy it off the rack. Like I'd say almost every single dress that was there on a celeb was made for them specifically. Right. And yet you do feel a heap of pressure. It's the most uncomfortable night for me of the year when I go to, like whether it's Logies or the Dally M's or, because you just, you feel like you're completely being judged on what you look like, what you wear. Do you look sexy enough? But are you showing too much? Do you look attractive? Like it's all these things, because then you get smashed and then, you know, like the articles come out, fashion fail and dirt. So for me, and look, that stuff, no one cares. But it doesn't matter, but it's
Have you checked your phone? I think it's true. I think you've already said this, but you checked your phone during an awards night and seen your name on a list of worst dressed? Have you ever done that?
Look, I don't. For the last few years, I don't look at anything, like I don't Google myself, I don't look at articles, nothing, but I get news alerts because I'm a journalist, so I kind of subscribe to four or five sites that, you know, that pop up if there's a news alert, and I'd just done the red carpet at the Gold Coast Logies, so the last Logies before this one, and I'd sat down at my table, and the red carpet's an awful experience if you're not comfortable with posing and all that kind of stuff, which I know you probably love, but I'm not, and I'd sat down and my phone kind of lit up with an alert. And it was a Daily Mail article that was kind of headline Molins. And looked, in their defense, they said rare, but fashion fail. And then just had the shot of me in this yellow dress. It's not funny. It's awful because you already feel like crap and anxious and awkward. And I literally had just sat down at the table. They hadn't even started the awards night and I'd been declared a fashion fail. And then they said it looked like a banana or, oh, God, I don't know.
Got to get rid of the worst dress list. My wife made one years ago and every now and again she'll just get a flash across her eyes and I'll go, worst dress list? And she'll go,
I've been part of shows before where that's happened. we've rung the editor.
Did you ring?
No, I didn't. Well, I had to on behalf. I had to defend a workmate.
You've had to pick
how
up the phone.
How could you do that to her?
Really?
The thing I hate about it, and look, I guess it's one way if you're going and you're part of the TV and entertainment world, it's, I guess, a little bit part and parcel, whatever, who cares? I got a 3 out of 10 one year. That dress was hot, by the way. I don't know what they were talking about. But my beef with it is when it's like a rugby league awards night or the AFL awards night and their wives and partners of players who are going. So they're not putting, you know, they're going to support their husbands and partners. And when they get smashed, I don't like that at all because it's not their world, it's not their job, it's not their, and yes, they choose to go, but I don't like the focus on, you know, smashing women who are going to support their partners.
Also,
at an event.
And they should never be discouraged from going to events.
Well, a lot of them don't go because of that exact reason.
And you can imagine how sad their husbands or boyfriends would be alone at one of those awards nights.
You are an awful, awful human being. And they would be sad. They'd be sitting there missing them dreadfully.